Farm sector profitability is forecast to be lower in 2015 for the second straight year, according to the latest report from USDA. Senior economist Warren Preston says they're predicting some significant declines.
We see net cash income is projected to fall by about 21% from 2014 to about $26.4 billion. Net farm income is expected to fall by an even larger amount, 36%, by a decline of about $32.8 billion.
That's the biggest drop in 32 years and the lowest level in 9 years. And Preston details declines in specific commodity areas.
We expect to see cash receipts for crops falling by about 6.2%, which is $12.9 billion. That's a little bit improved, actually, from the February projection, mainly because of increased prices in specialty crops. But corn, the picture is worsened a bit. It's projected to be down by 13%. Receipts for the oil crops, soybeans and peanuts primarily, down by 8%. Specialty crops virtually level, up just by 0.6%, and wheat down by 13%. Mainly where we're seeing the biggest declines this year are in dairy and hogs. We see receipts for dairy declining by 29% and hogs by 27%.
In addition, Preston says farm assets and equity are expected to decline for the first time after 5 consecutive years of increases.
Mostly it's being driven by the downward pressure on land values, which are commensurate with crop prices. The land values are being driven by the crop price picture. And with declining crop prices due to increased production both in the United States and worldwide, we're seeing that land values are coming down. And that is what's driving the lower asset values primarily.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.